The heat index hit 95 today in Ann Arbor, but school goes on as usual for students at Allen Elementary.
It's definitely hard for them to stay focused, but they buckle down and they get through it.
That's fourth grade teacher Jenny York. She says this time of year it's tough to keep the kids under control, especially when they can't run around outside.
On heat advisory days, you're only allowed 10 minutes outside and then they have to come in and get water. I don't even take them out, we just have recess inside.
AAPS spokeswoman Liz Margolis says it will take more than a couple hot days to force a day off for students.
We've never closed for heat conditions. We do have parents that are asking us to do that, but that's just not something that we think is educationally sound. We are really doing the best we can. It is uncomfortable in some of our classrooms, but they are getting through the day.
After school events, especially sports, are not held to the same standard.
If you're between 85 and 100 degrees with 70% humidity, then we cancel all of our athletics.
Due to Wednesday's forecasted heat index, the All-City Middle School track meet was moved to Thursday afternoon. But for some parents, that isn't enough. Princess Purite has a daughter in the second grade at Allen. She thinks the school could do more to help students keep cool.
I think that they do need some kind of air in here because it is hot. Like, even me from just coming inside, I'm already feeling myself starting to perspire.
But Margolis says the district has no plans to expand their air conditioning coverage.
It's really not something on the table. It's very expensive. Then we're dealing with the electricity bills.
And of course, everyone has that same magic prescription for the heat.
You need to drink. You need to keep drinking.
You drink a lot of water.
For AnnArbor.com, I'm Ben Freed.